So, Rupa Goswami is saying here, there are various angas of deity worship and paricharya, but they have not been described here for fear of making the book too long. Gitam yata lainge. Now I'm going to talk about singing. Brahmano vasudevakyam gayamano nishamparam hare sarlokyam apnoti rudra ganadikam bhavit. It's described, singing for the Lord is described in the Linga Puran. Even the Brahman who sings continuously in front of Vasudeva attains the planet of Vishnu. The singing is greater than Shiva himself singing. In other words, it all it says is that we should sing for the Lord's pleasure. These are all activities we should do for the Lord's pleasure. Krishna Anukulya, there are 64 branches of 64. I mean, there's unlimited branches, but there are 64 main limbs of Krishna Anukulya acting favorably for the pleasure of the Lord, and one of them is singing. Well, he only mentions that. Next thing is Sankirtan. Nam Leela Gunadinam Uchir Bhasha Tukirtanam. Chanting. Uchar bhasha kirtan should be loud. Kirtan is defined, or sankirtan, as the loud chanting of the names, pastimes, and qualities of the Lord. Now he'll say each of them. Nam kirtan, Vishnu Dharm. So this is in the one shastra called the Vishnu Dharm. Krishneti mangalam nama. Yasya vachi pravartate basmi bhavanti rajendra maha patakakotaya. O king, he who chants the auspicious name of Krishna turns to ashes 10 million of the worst sins. But Krishna's name is so powerful that millions of sins burned into ashes. And Jiva Goswami, he extends his comment here. That glorification of Krishna's name, Sankirtan, should be explained as similar to the glorification of Arjuna. Krishna's name is mentioned for emphasizing it, but other names of the Lord should also be considered to be auspicious and render similar effects. This observation applies to other quotations also. This is a principle in Shastra when it talks about Vishnu name. Sometimes it says that in Skanda Puran, there's a Purushottam Kshetra Mahatyam telling glories of Purushottam Kshetra. But that glorification of Jagannath Puri Dham or Sri Khetra Dham doesn't also include the other Dhams, although they're not mentioned there. Whatever is being told about Jagannath Puri also applies to Vrindavan Dham or Mayapur Dham, because these are Dhams of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So, although you may not find that it directly is mentioning about Vrindavan, so someone might say, oh no, this only applies to Puri, but it's not true. It applies to all of them. So these names of the Lord, Bhagavan Nam, all names of Vishnu Tatra, Vishnu Nam, they have this effect of burning sins to ashes. Whether they bring one into Vrindavan or the Leela Vrindavan, that's another thing. Depends on whether they're Gonanam or Mukhyanam. So this is what he's trying to say. Then, now that was Nam. Now he has something from the seventh canto, Leela Kirtan. Leela Kirtan is illustrated in the seventh canto in the story of Nrisimhadeva. So, Ham Priyasya Surida Paradevataya Leela katastava nishingha virinchi gita agyastitarm inugrinan gunavipramukto durganite padayugalaya hamsa sangha. This is being spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in glorification of Lord Nrisimhadeva while he's standing before him. Oh, my Lord Nrisimhadeva, by engaging in your transcendental loving service and the association of devotees who are liberated souls, I shall become completely uncontaminated from the association of the three modes of material nature. And thus I will be able to chant the pastimes of your lordship, who are so dear to me. I shall chant your pastimes, following exactly in the footsteps of Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way I shall undoubtedly cross the ocean of nescience. So this is the reference that Rupa Goswami is giving to explain the second division of Sankirtan. He said there's Nam Sankirtan, glorification of Krishna's name and the power that it has to destroy all of our, reduce all of our sins to ashes. Then there's Guna Kirtan, and then this is Lila Kirtan, remembering specific pastimes of the Lord and glorifying them. That also, either you glorify Krishna's name, simply saying Vishnu, 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 or you sing songs that glorify Krishna's pastimes and meditate on those pastimes. It's called Lila Kirtan. But in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, especially in Bengal and Bangladesh, Orissa, they have many, many, many songs, entire songbooks written by different padakartas. There's one in English called Astakaliya Lila by Rai Shekhar. And they're describing Nishant, all bhajans describing the Nishant Leela, actually Astakali Leela bhajans describing how Radha and Krishna wake up together in Nidivan, and the birds are singing and the deer enter there and open their eyes so widely and the peacocks come. It's all told in very beautiful Bengali poetry. And the devotees who know these languages and this, the ragas, the proper ragas, they sing these bhajans and they relish the Leela of the Lord. There's one, for example, in Kartik, there's one, a very famous and expert Kirtaniya in Shamsundar Mandir. I don't know if he only comes in Kartik, at least I only hear him in Kartik. He gets up, he starts singing about 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. And he goes until about 6 a.m. So what he's singing basically is Nishant Leela. And at least over the loudspeakers, maybe in the temple he's singing all the different Leelas. Because from 3 a.m. till 6, roughly 3 a.m. until 6 o'clock is the Nishant Kal, Nishant Yama, and Radha and Krishna wake up as we're describing. So he's singing all this in beautiful Bengali, in his Leela Kirtan. And you can hear it from here. And it's quiet, you can make out different lines and things. It says, Kokil, Kokil, Mayor, this, that. You know, you catch some words here and there. He's describing the scene. He's painting that picture. He's painting pictures with words. With Bengali poetry. He's showing photographs. I mean, nowadays, in those days, of course, you have to remember that 500 years ago and up until, say, 100 years ago, probably, we saw through words. Words were our way of seeing. Wordsworth. We would see through words. Now we see through TV. Video, movies. We see a movie with peacocks and kunjas, and we see it all visual. Before, we would see through our ears. The medium was the ear. The ear was a seer, and the words were the means by which we could see. They would paint pictures of the Leelas with their beautiful poetry, capture the heart with the sound and the raga, and fill the mind with the scenes of Krishna's Leela. It's called Leela Kirtan. So, very absorbing experience. Because when you watch television, the TV is absorbed, but we're not. The TV is absorbed in the sound and in the sights. But we don't have to do much. We don't participate much. We casually observe. But if someone's singing a bhajan, Leela Kirtan, then you have to listen, you have to capture the sound, so your ears are captured. And your mind has to, you have to capture the, transform the words into pictures in your mind. And you have to see the scene in your mind, so your mind is captured and it can't wander anywhere. Because the sound vibration and the meditation are completely demanding your full attention and become really absorbed. Whereas TV is, you know, it may look and nod and you listen, or if you don't listen, you don't have to pay attention to listening so much what they're saying, because you're seeing, or your eyes may take precedence over your ears and like this. So this is, in the old days, this was a, and even now, of course, it's somewhat of a dying art. But to sit around with a group of Vaishnavas and sing Leela Kirtans, they, under the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, since his time, 1927, 6, whatever, it's a long time, he ordered that in the month of Kartik, I want everyone to stay in the temple. All the Calcutta, Gaudiya Math temples stay in Calcutta, Bagh Bazar. No going, traveling, doing programs and preaching programs and pandals and all the things that they do in the villages. Everyone stay in the temple and have perform Kartik Brat and very regulated, controlled eating, and then sing the Astagali Leela Bhajans and discuss the Bhajan Rahasyam for 1 month. And when he was asked about this, he said, don't think that this Astakaliya Leela Smaran Bhajan is not our practice. It is also our wealth. Of course, it's for everyone, Gaudiya Vaishnava especially. But this is also our treasure and our treasured goal, and we want to come to this point. And so now, in Radharani's month, we're going to absorb ourselves and interspersed with the Leela Kirtan or the Artiks. And even the Artik is Leela Kirtan, is Gaur Leela. Kiba Jayo Jayo Gora Chandi Arotika Shoba. This is Shayan Leela, 6 p.m. to 8:36, around sunset. And Lord Chaitanya's dance, you know, coming, Shiva Sangam and Puja's going on. So this is a Leela, this is a Nitya Leela in Navadvip. Then in the same sense, and then Vrindavan there, Krishna's doing Artik, and he's attending the Artik to the Lord Narayan deity in Nandagam, and then he's seeing the worship there. He's not taking the worship. He's seeing the worship there, and then he takes some evening meal, and then there's some entertainment, and it like goes like this. So we, some lifetime we may be so fortunate to live such a life, absorbed in Leela Kirtan. Because even we're told, it's very interesting, we're told that as we progress in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, there's even a quotation from Srila Prabhupada, which we put in our book, Art of Chanting. Someone wrote a letter in 1969 or so, Srila Prabhupada, and said, when we chant japa, this is 1968 or something, should we think of Krishna's pastimes when we chant Hare Krishna or japa? And Prabhupada said, yes, this is required. Yes, this is required. We must come to the point when we can chant Krishna's name and remember Krishna's pastimes. So, of course, it doesn't come in the first day of the bhakta program that we're chanting Hare Krishna, remembering Krishna's pastimes. But this, we must come to the point, that point when Krishna's pastimes will flow in the mind without our effort, will be at the level of higher level of asakti and bhava. At least we can try at the level of ruchi when we have some taste and familiarity with such subjects. We can have some purity of mind at the level of ruchi or nishtha to attempt the conscious practice of chanting Hare Krishna mantra and meditating on pastimes in some somewhat successful attempt. At the level of Narta Nivrti, it's really hit and miss, because the mind doesn't, generally, although there are of course exceptions, the extent of anartha is in the mind, and prevent the mind from grasping and holding on to the pastimes of Krishna, just flickering chanchalam. Hare Krishna, don't do it. It's, oh yeah, Krishna, he's on the bank, the Jamuna, this, then, oh, what's that? it's very difficult. And Jiva Goswami says that, he himself says in Bhakti Sandarbha, that effective Leela Smarana can only begin when the mind is sufficiently purified. An impure mind is impossible to do Leela Smarana. We can try, then we'll see. It's a great measure of how pure our mind is. We want to measure how pure our mind is, then try to meditate. Just you read some short pastime for 15 minutes from Shastra, then you close and chant the holy name and try to recall recollection. And then I have this, that, then oh, what? It's like you're holding a balloon on a string. Kid gets a balloon on a string, and then his brother cuts the string, and the balloon takes off. I had it in my hand, and it's gone. This goes off. Guna Kirtan. This is an example of Guna Kirtan from first canto of Bhagavatam. Idam hipam sas tapasa shrutasya va shrishtasya suktasya cha bhuri dattayo avichyutarta kapibirna rupito yaruttama shloka gunana varnanam. This is very Prabhupada often quoted this verse and lectured on it. 1.5.22. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible cause of success for knowledge, austerities, study the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity is the transcendental descriptions of the qualities of the Lord who is defined in choice poetry. So this verse is glorifying the practice of guna kirtan, and each one of these verses is glorifying nam sankirtan or guna sankirtan or lila sankirtan. Is basically saying that this is it. If you do nam sankirtan and just hear the holy names, you'll get all perfection, eliminate all your sins and become perfect. And if you just do lila kirtan, that will eliminate all your sins and you'll become perfect and go back home. Or if you do guna kirtan. And so they're using different ways and different verses to describe that gyan and tapa and swadhyaya and yajna. And it's saying here, it says tapa and shruti and yajna and buddhi tapyo and chanting hymns, uttama shloka, all these things can be accomplished. Giving up charity and performing sacrifice and yajna can be accomplished simply by engaging in glorifying the qualities of the Lord. And of course, we know there are 64 qualities of the Lord. Now we're talking about japa. This is number 34. Mantrasya sulagucharo japa yabidiyate. Japa is defined, what is the meaning of japa? As very soft chanting of mantra. Lagucharo. Now there's a verse from Padma Puran to describe this or further emphasize this. Krishnaya namit yesha mantra sarvata sadhaka bhaktanam japatam bhupo swargamoksha phalapada. Chanting very softly the mantra Krishnaya namaha produces all benefits. O King, swarga and liberation are bestowed upon the devotees who perform japa of this mantra. This is a basic bija mantra. Anyone's doing puja of Krishna. Kling Krishnaya Nama. Hiram Pushpam Kling Krishnaya Nama. Right? You chant the name of the article, Pushpa. Esha Dupo Kling Krishnaya Nama. That's if you're worshiping Krishna by himself. So this apparently simple bija mantra, which everyone will chant when they make offerings to the Lord, this is the Krishna bija, Krishnaya Namaha, that will produce all benefits. Now the next number, 35, the 35th limit of devotion, it's called, these are forms of submissive prayers. Vigyapti, this is Skanda Puran. Harimadishya yat kinchit kritam vigyapanam gira moksha dvaragalam mokshas tineva vihitastava. Translated as entreaty. By making entreaties to the Lord with words, the bolt on the door of liberation is released. So this is a poetic way of saying that he's glorifying the power of prayers. This is vigyapti. These are forms of submissive prayers. There's another translation for the same verse that we just read. Skanda Puran says, whatever prayers you have offered before Lord Hari, such vigyapti or submissive prayers, simply by doing that, this will open you the gates of final liberation. In other words, the gates of liberation will be open just by praying to the Lord. So prayer has power. And there are different types of prayers. They're described here. There's prayers for different qualities of prayers, and also prayers that are often recited by different levels of devotees. This is the next verse, 152. It says, Sampratanatmika Dainyor Bodhika Lala Samayi Nityari Vidida Dire Krishna Vigyapt Tirita. The practice of vigyati, or submission of prayers to Sri Krishna, such as Sampratanatmika, which is a type of prayer which means wholehearted submission of mind, body, and everything to the Lord. Then the next one is Dainyo Bodhika, means making known to Krishna one's insignificance and worthlessness. And the last category of prayers, or third category, is called lalasamayi, making one's yearning for the personal service known to the Lord. Lalasa. So these are simply the translations of these words. Sampratana, atmika. Atmika means that you're begging the Lord and offering prayers to the Lord with your body, mind, words. Dainya means humility, submission. And lalasa means hankering, as Prabhupada defines in Nectar Devotion, lalasami mayi, means hankering for some perfection in devotion. And Mukunda Das Goswami, he explains it's sampratana. Like, we have this book by Narottam Das Thakur's song books called Pratana. So that means songs or prayers. And in that book there are different categories of prayers. These three categories are there. Some prayers are lalasamayi, and they're prayers where he's praying. And generally they also say lalasamayi comes at the level of bhav. At the level of bhav, a bhava bhakta will offer these kind of prayers. And the lalasamayi, where one is praying, "Oh my Lord, when am I Siddhadeha in my spiritual form as a sakhi? Will I brush your hair and render all these intimate personal services to Radharani?" Well, these are very high prayers for one who's realized his Siddhadeha and hankering for such intimate services to Radharani. And then that's called lalasamayi. That's one meaning of lalasamayi. These are prayers reserved, which will be often repeatedly spoken by those at the level of bhava, and exclusively these type of prayers, because they'll be absorbed in this Radha Eka Nishtha and wanting nothing else but this. And those at devotees at a lower level, they'll be offering more prayers of submission. Sampratana Atmika. And these are called prayers of Sharanagati. Gopinath Mama Nivedana Shuno. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has an entire book called Sharanagati, a song book, and there are about 60 songs there. And Dainya means just admitting one's humility, "I'm so fallen, please help me." So Mukunda Das says Sampratana means prayer to the Lord that one's mind and other organs of experience may always be engaged in the worship of the Lord. So it's kind of a general. First class of prayers is general, Sampratana. "Oh, Gopinath, I'm a wicked materialist. I don't find any good in me, but please bless me that I may become your eternal servant. Or wherever I take my birth, please don't forget me." These type of prayers. Submission, Saranagati. And Lalasamayi Pratana means, these are the specific prayers and very advanced prayers. These are prayers for the service of the Lord in the way one desires to serve the Lord. These are specific prayers. And now we say, if you were in your spiritual body, what service would you like to render to the Lord? What? I say, what? I mean, I'm my spiritual body? What service am I naturally attracted to and intensely desirous of rendering? I can't say right now. Come back in a few weeks or a few lifetimes. I may have some idea where I'm supposed to fit in. And moreover, generally, I'll desire to serve the Lord in a specific way in which He inspires me to serve Him. Because service is not the servant's choice, it's the master's choice. The servant doesn't go to the master and say, oh, I want to serve you in this way. So the Lord in the heart, Krishna will reveal, yes, I want you to serve me like this. And will come to identify that, yes, this is my chosen service. My chosen service, although it's the will of the Lord. We don't hear any cases where the servant goes before the master and says, listen, I'm going to do the service for you. It doesn't work like that. Although when we hear about the services of the Nitya Parishads, like Rati Mandri, Raghunath Das Goswami, or Rupa Mandri, Rupa Goswami, and we're attracted to their service, maybe more attracted to one servitor and their specific service than any other one. And we may rather like that. Oh, this sounds very nice, making tambol, making this pan, preparing this pan. And I used to do this for the deities. I would make their pan and get the pan leaf and clean it and cut off the bad parts, and then I would put in the tuna, the lion paste, and then the katechu. Then I would put some coconut, I would shred some fresh coconut, put it there, and some nice golden raisins. And maybe, and then of course I have this special, like in Mayapur they offer tambula. Many temples around the world they offer tambula, which means pan, for the pleasure of Radha Madhav and Radha Govinda and other deities. Then I have this special tool, I will, cutting the betel nuts are very hard, cutting them into flakes, very sharp cutter, made specifically for that. So then I will cut the betel nuts into small flakes, thin, very thin small flakes. And then I'll mix all these things in the middle of the pan leaf, and maybe put some rose water there, or maybe put some saffron, depending on the season, or some camphor, and edible camphor. There's two types of camphor. Camphor you can eat and camphor you can't eat. And then I'll fold it up and close it with a piece of long, a piece of clove, like this, and make it and fold it very nicely. So I have done that. It's a pujari, so I'm thinking, I like this. I'm attached, and I like this service. So I'm praying, O Gurudev, may this be at least one of my services. And then as one advances, one may have the revelation. Krishna might say, all right, I need a few more panwalis. I always have need for more panwalis. Panwalis. Not pan, pan. Panwalis. So you're hired. You have the job. You make good pan. You had good training. 101 different ponds, types of pond, seasonal, depending on the season. So this is an art, the art of pleasing Krishna, Krishna Kalyana. So the way one desires to serve the Lord, however, because we say lalasa mayi, lalasa, lalasa mayi, mayi means full of, absorbed in, saturated with, made of, composed of, drenched in, enveloped with, covered with, made of that energy, that mayi, lalasa mayi, that every fiber in my existence, every fiber in my body is pulsating and vibrating with the desire to serve and hankering for some perfection. Siddhi lalasa. You know, these prayers, Siddhi lalasa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gita Mala has a whole group of prayers called Siddhi lalasa, about seven prayers. And of course in Prarthana, that's the famous presentation of this. So Mukunda Das Goswami defines here that this, quote, the way one desires to serve the Lord, as I mentioned already, however, is determined by the Nityasiddha Bhaktas, the eternally freed souls who are the associated parts of the Supreme Lord, and their ways which a mortal must follow in the wake of. So that's what I was saying, that we will study and read Vilapkusamanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami and Sankalpa Kalpa Druma by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Stavamala and other books by Rupa Goswami, and we'll see the type of, and of course Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika, and we will see and we will hear and read about the wonderful services that these Nityasiddha, eternal associates of the Lord, in this case they happen to be all Imandris and Madhuryabha, and we'll hear about the varied services that they render for the pleasure, especially of Radhika and also of Krishna. And we may think, oh yes, I would like to serve the way they do. And that is exactly the proper path of bhajan, Raghunatha bhajan. Not to concoct something, that when I go to the spiritual world, I'm going to do Reiki. I'm going to do Reiki for the Lord. I learned Reiki healing, so I know Krishna must be tired after Rasa dance. I'm going to give him Reiki treatment. And this is my desired service. Or I'm going to open a Pansari shop in Goloka Vrindavan and sell herbs and spices. Of course, there may be some room for that. But so this, we can't concoct the way of service. Just like we're already bound here by some rigid rules. Not that in Rag Bhakti or in Prem Marg or Prem Bhakti Marg that it's a wide open field. Anything goes. Because as below, so above. So we here in the path of Archan Marg are trying to please the Lord in the Murti form, Sri Vigraha. There are also parameters and do's and don'ts. And we might think that ostrich feathers look nice, so we buy some ostrich feathers and stick them on Krishna's crown. And Prabhupada comes for darshan and says, "What the hell is this?" He said, "Well, peacock is another bird. It's a feather of a bird. And ostrich feathers are really long. They're really long. A peacock feather is a tiny little thing. So they're about, ostrich feathers are about 2.5 feet long or 3 feet long, and they go pretty wide. I saw them. About 6 inches wide. They're basically the white or brown, or they dye them. But then you can dye them. You put one here or there, and it's like, it looks like the Rockettes or some dance show from Times Square in New York. And Prabhupada, because Prabhupada is so compassionate, he knew our crazy nature. So he said, "All right, you like these things. Maybe you can use them for decorations on the altar, but not sticking out of Krishna's more mukut. Bihari's more mukut. More means peacock feather. More, mayur, peacock. Mukut means crown. It's called more mukut. It's not called ostrich mukut." So we have a tendency to create, but it's my eternal service to go out in the forest of Vrindavan and chase ostriches and scare them, and they'll drop their feathers, and then I collect them, and I bring them back to put them on Krishna's crown before he goes cowherding. I want to do this service eternally. Well, I'm sorry. you have to find another Krishna, another world. So it's like this, we have to come in, it's called Anugatya, Sakhi Anugatya. Called Rupanuga Dara, the line, the current. Dara means current, a river. The line of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoy Vyakuti. So this, the way, when it says a Lala Samayi Prarthana, these are specific prayers, advanced prayers, to render specific service in one Siddhadeya in the spiritual world to the confidential pastimes of Krishna's associates, either Madhuras or Sakiras or Saliras. But this is not, we have a desire, well, I want to serve like this. No, it's not an independent free desire, but the desire is shaped by the association with the Parishads, and it follows in line with their services. So they do Chamara Seva, so I do Chamara, I want to do Chamara. Or they do, you know, there's certain available services. And in teaching Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada lists that there's 16 different main services, and there's sub-branches of these, that the mantris engage in for the pleasure of Radharani, especially, and Krishna, Radha Govinda Yuga. So that's the selection. You can choose from 16 and variations on the theme, but you can't concoct a whole new gamut of service there. And that's Mukunda Das Goswami's commentary. He's a famous commentator. And Vishnu Chakravarti says that samprarthana here means prayers for the awakening of Bhav. And one just a fact also. In other words, our sadhana, why are we practicing sadhana? Because we have an intention, we have a sankalpa, we have a desire of affirmation, of vow. We're performing sadhana with a desire to attain love of God, Bhav. We have an intention, a goal, a prayojan, a necessity. So our prayers are one-pointed. Everything is leading to the goal of Bhav Seva, Prem Seva. The Nitya Prem Seva Radha Govinda Yuga in the Nikunja Vrindavan. So even the Samprarthana, although it's Sharanagati, prayers of submission and surrender, taking shelter, declaring our dependence on Krishna, and reassuring our faith and submission, But he's saying that even this first level of prayers, samprarthana, these are prayers for awakening of bhav in one who is called in an ajata rati sadaka. The word rati, of course, means attachment also. But rati in rasa shastra or in our shastras, rati, arati, generally is a synonym for bhav. We say sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti. So it's sadhana bhava praying or sadhana rati praying. And attachment, we generally use the word asakti. Nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava praying. So he's saying that even in the first level of prayers, samprarthana, these are prayers for the ajata rati sadhaka. That sadhaka or practitioner in whom rati or bhava has not been born, ajata, ajanma. So he will channel these prayers like this. While lala samayi means prayers for service of the personality directly, this is relished by the ragatmikas, or those eternal associates of the Lord, which a taste has already been generated in them. So this is the point that, as I mentioned, that generally lala samayi are prayers that one does at the level of bhava, because these prayers for perfectional seva are given to us by the eternal associates. Rupa Goswami is an eternal associate, and Raghunath Das Goswami is also an eternal associate, and they're giving us prayers of lala samayi in Bilakusamanjali. So these are, we can chant these prayers and pray that someday I'll come to this level. But this is, they're existing on this level, and they're showing us the final perfection. So I guess we'll continue there tomorrow. Well, samprarthana in review, samprarthana are prayers or statements coming from persons who have not attained the stage of bhava, and lalasa are prayers that come from a person who have attained bhava. That is the difference. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur and Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they're giving us all those three levels of prayers. Because it's assumed and it's understood that sadhakas will start somewhere. They'll start at the level of Vaidhi Sadhana and go to Rag, then Bhav. And then so they have all different categories of prayers. So we can try different prayers on for size and see which ones fit our particular status or level of advancement and stay in there, and sometimes try on some other clothes occasionally, but oh, this doesn't quite fit. Well, we can try and get some idea that, oh, this is the kind of feelings and hankerings and desires or specific perfection that one has when he's approaching closer to perfection, the level of bhava. Not that we can't partake in them. In fact, we regularly sing a song of lala samayi. We regularly sing a song which is under the category of lala samayi. It's called Sakhi Brinda Vigyati. Vigyati means prayer. As we said, Vigyati, there's three categories of prayer of Vigyati. It's translated submission or something like that, submission to the Sakis. And Radha Krishna Pranamora. Radha Krishna Pranamora, Jugala Kishore. Then we're saying Sham Goryanga Devo Chandanera Ganda. Sham Goryanga Devo Chandanera Ganda. As Sham and Gori, Radha and Krishna, Sham and Gori. When will I rub beautiful, fragrant, cooling sandalwood on your body? I rub sandalwood on Radharani's breasts and Krishna's chest and his arms. So that's not done with our material body. That's done in our siddhadeha. That's called lala samayi. And such aspirations come naturally and genuinely at the level of bhava. So we're singing that prayer. And everyone knows, Radha Krishna, right? So that's a few drops of perfection that are being sprinkled in our daily bhajan for inspiration, for prayojan. So it's permitted, but it's not our daily food that all day long we're absorbed in our siddhadeya and meditating on lila and praying for this eternal perfection which we are meditating on. So this is, everything works together.